Yeah, because what's been said to us time and time again by senior management in the council and also by the department, they're looking for evidence-based. Of course, every overseer feels that his own roads are the worst and each councillor feels that their own. But the proof is there. We have had senior staff in Donegal County Council and Roadless Eye many years ago carried out a survey. First of all, they said while the recession came in, there was a lot of the building and that had cut back. But the amount of agriculture and the heavy machinery that are crossing our border roads every day within the Stranraer Municipal District, really you can hardly get into Donegal unless you come through it to get access to the other parts of the county. So the evidence and space has already been carried out by our own senior council staff, and what I have been asking that the same professional specialist surveys carried out in regional roads will be carried out to local county roads. I don't need convincing, but there's obviously senior people within our council and there's certainly senior people within the department. And as I said before, if Fianna Fáil Empire, I certainly will be taking this up at government level if I get the opportunity to meet ministers.
But you're obviously quite confident then that this type of machinery would prove what you're saying.
Well, look, this is what I've been told by senior management and the department. They are saying this is the way to do it. It's evidence-based. It doesn't tell a lie. It's the same machine doing all the roads in the entire county, and they use the same criteria to measure the quality of the road. So, look, I don't know why other councillors are afraid of it, like, if the truth be told, and I'm happy to go on that. There's also a case here. There's an awful lot of roads in the county that are actually local tertiary roads. They're very little, have one or two cars on them per day. Most of our roads, because we are, all our roads lead, go from one town to another, whether it's cross-border or not, they all lead. So you have local traffic and you have also traffic and farm machinery and other types of machinery coming and crossing our roads. And I do feel that there's a proper survey carried out. It would highlight, not to us locally, but to the department and the government, that our roads are in crisis, because I'm hearing it every day of the week.